Hashem of Shisisa. Again, one more time, go through the pshat, and then culminate with the main issues in the Rishayim. And Be'ezer Hashem on Sunday, we'll focus on the Matzik Shmeitz of the Hilchasa, and then starting the new Sugya. Zel Kocham Aroes Anolad Rabosai. Fasday is a hard day to concentrate on, and it's very easy to get exhausted. And so I just think about it beforehand, that already on Shabbos and Matzoy Shabbos, how you go into the fast day, because fast day is a time for it's not, as the Rambam describes, we'll discuss in Hilchos Tainis, as the Rambam describes, the Ikar Avodah, the fast day is not to survive the fast. The fast is just a Heikhi Timtza that's there to be Ma'orah us to Tshuva. Says the Gemara, Shisisa, Rav Amar Shachlam Yed Vorah Shuvah Amar Vorah Mene Mizonis. Amar Rav Chizav Lo Pli, Yehova Ova Hova Raka, Ava Lachila Avdila, Raka L'Rafuah Ka'avdila. So at this stage of the Gemara, which is ultimately going to be the Maskana, if we're talking about something that's Raka, so then the Bracha is going to be a Shahakal because it's Rafuah. The problem is, how can you say it's refuah? Matzav Rav Yosef Shom Shebokshin Es Hashusus B'Shabbos V'Shosin Seisam HaMitzri B'Yisal K'dayet Tuch L'Refuah K'machav And Refuah B'Shabbos Mishar. You're not allowed to have it if it's simply refuah. Amar Le'Abaye Ba'ata Lo Tizgra. And you don't think that it's refuah, but didn't we learn a Mishnah? Kol Ochlen Ochel Adam L'Refuah B'Shabbos. You can eat Ochel L'Refuah B'Shabbos Kol Ma'ishkin Shoset. I say, how could it possibly be there are other Mishnayos that say that refuah is asur. Elamayis lechamemar gavra la'achila kamechavin, that the individual had kavana for achila, even though tangentially it's also refuah. His kavana was la'achila. Okay, so now whether you say tangentially, so that might depend later on, but here he's clearly la'achila kamechavin. Hachanami gavra la'achila kamechavin. And here too, this individual is, his intention is la'achila, and since his intention is la'achila, then even though it happens to be a refuah, it's going to be mutter. So now, even if you take a refuah, but if you're la'achila kamechavi, it's mutter on Shabbos, and then the bracha as well is going to be a shahakol. We could be medayik, and just thinking out loud with you in pshat, we can be medayik from this stage of the Gemara that if, however, it is the refuah, the person's intention is refuah, so then in such a case, what's the halacha going to be? What would you get? No bracha, right? Here's masha refuah, is no bracha. It's a little bit difficult. It's a little bit, how does that fit on lamed vav amid aleph when it comes to anigram?
It's the rashba.
Right?
Rashba.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. Okay. Says the Gemara, Lishna Achrina. Says the Gemara, second Lashon. El Lamayis Lechamemer. By the way, Rabosa, on Thursdays, there's a lot to do. And I think Raburi is very, very valuable to hear from him. But the only way that you could have been holding like Aaron and the Rashba was that already by Wednesday, you had done, by Wednesday night, you had already done the Tosas. So then you would have had time, in the less amount of time that we had in morning Seder, to see the Rashba as well. If you didn't, it's also okay. We can do the Gemara Rashi Tosas as well, and that's the Ikar. But of course, if you want to really, really be holding in the sugya, you need to have burned the midnight oil. Says the Gemara, Lishna Achrina Yashik, I have been for a great chazar like usual. Lishna Achrina, Elamayis Lechamemar Gavra La'achila Kamecham Nerefua Memeil Ka'avya. The other Lishna is like this, that when it comes to the Shabbos, the sugya over there, the fellow was mechavin for ochel, and the refuah comes memela. Hachanami here too, la'achila kamechavin urefuah memela kahavya. He knows that there is going to be refuah. However, his primary motivation is la'achila. Okay, so what do we see already in Hilchos Shabbos? If your primary motivation is la'achila, we don't care about the fact that it is refuah. So too, when it comes to brachos, that it's going to, if it would only be a refuah, then it wouldn't get a bracha at all. However, over here, his primary motivation is la'achila, and he's also has refuah memela. Now, if we know that in Hilchos Shabbos, asks the Gemara, why do we need that in Hilchos Brachos? Utzricha de Rav. We need the Shita Rav. The Imei Hai, because if it would only be from Shabbos, ha'amina l'achila kamecham refuah memela kavya. Aval hacha, but over here we go. Here the Gemara says, following chiddush. Kivon dilachat chila the refua kamechaveni. Over here, when it came to the shesisa, his primary motivation was the refua. Lo livra chila veiklav. He shouldn't make a bracha at all. Kamash malon kivon diisle anami ne boy bruchay. Since he gets hanah from it, then the halacha is that you make a bracha. Rabosa, according to this day of the Gemara, Vanei Minyav, and this might be the difference between the two Lashonas, just in reading the Gemara itself, according to the first day of, if it's something is entirely refuah, so then maybe it doesn't get a bracha at all. However, even if you have Hanah, comes along the second Lashon of the Gemara and says that refuah doesn't get a bracha. However, when it's you have Hanah, in such a case, you do get a bracha. What would the svara be? Just before the clarification, what would the logic be? If refuah doesn't get a bracha, so this is also refuah. What's the rationale over here of hanah? What's the Gemara bringing out when the Gemara says hanah? Why would it be? Why? If refuah doesn't get a bracha, so how would hanah change the halacha? What's the pshat? And by the way, you could use a rishon to tell me pshat. What's better? Chaim Eisenstein's head, or Daniel's head, or a Rishon's head. Better to use a Rishon's head. So what? So what's the pshat in the Gemara? Just push up pshat in the Gemara. Yes, Yoni.
Why can't we just say
that the mechayim of bracha is also adon lenos malon hazeh? And when you have refu, you're not having that.
I thought the question was why don't?
No, I'm retorting to you. You're right. You answer the question. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm saying, is Yoni's teretz a good teretz? I'm saying, refuah is not hanah from olam hazeh.
Not taste.
Not hanah from. You said hanah.
Well, we're talking about the hanah that you're satisfied.
Yoni, I want to do this longer. I want to fight with you longer. It's enjoyable. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Maybe we want to say that the hanah is also the fact that you're satisfied that you got kind of pleasure other than a refuah from the food.
Refu is a different category than Hanah. Refu is a different category than Hanah. It's not called you got Hanah?
No.
Rabosai, it's just to think of how lucky we are in our generation, just in 15 seconds. When I was in yeshiva that Shabbos, I somehow contracted some type of eye infection. I came home, I felt like I was getting pink eye. So it happens to be there's a chesed organization right on my corner called Ezrat Acher. So I went there, and they have a Shabbos office for emergencies. And Arabs, they employ Arab doctors. Whether you agree with it or not, that's the mitzvah. They employ Arab doctors, and he immediately says infection. He sent me to a gemach. He tells me the gemach's in the neighborhood. He sends me to a gemach right across the street. I had no idea. The neighbor across the street has this medication gemach. In America, this would all be illegal. He has this medication gemach right across the street. They give me the medication. Next day, I'm already fine. In a half hour, I went from being in excruciating pain to it all disappeared. So it was so lucky. So that's not a hanah. I'd much rather have not eaten anything that night just to be able to get that antibiotic. That's not a hanah.
That's
Gorum. It's not Hanaz Gorum. That's what you want to say.
Yeah, make Rafa Hanaz Gorum.
That's interesting. You're right. There's a lot of discussion about that. Okay, good. From Rashi, might be what you guys are saying, but I would say a little bit more. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi explains this teretz of the Gemara. Here the refuah kamechav and loli boy bracha, kamash kim is having name. Share macholhu boy bruche. Anybody tell me what Rashi's saying? What Rashi had? Share macholhu boy bruche. It's also a machol. If you have a food item, if you're using it for refuah, it's called medicine. Medicine doesn't get a bracha. Why? Because of what Michal said. There's no anazgara. But how do I decide whether there's hanah or not? How do I decide whether there's hanah or not? So number one, he needs to have hanah skar. But that's still not enough. Still not enough. According to Rashi, the fact that he gets hana and it's a meichel, then you're going to get a bracha. So let's just crunch. What's the machlokis between the first day and the Lishna Achrina? The machlokis between the first day and the Lishna Achrina is the following. According to the first day, it sounds like that if you're the achilok on the chaven, then you make a bracha. According to the second day, even if you're refuach on the chaven, nevertheless, you're going to get a bracha if you have hana, and it's a meichel. And it's a meichel. Rabosai. Wow, this I didn't realize when I was preparing this, but only because of fleshing it out with the Talmidim. Is Rashi saying more than Michal felt Rashi needed to say? Absolutely. Michal and Lomdus was right, but you're wrong, according to Rashi. In Lomdus, you're right. You could have just said that since there's Hanaz Goron, then you make a bracha. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Hanaz Goron, you know whose fault it is? The fault lies on my shoulders, because I didn't say Shira on Hanaz Goron. You know why I didn't say Shira? Because it's rate. Maybe people one day will do, but my job is to teach us Gemara Rashi Taisis. Hanaz Goron is a big raid sugya. I said Shira on it last time, and I felt that I wasn't learning Gemara anymore. I was learning Poskim. So I decided not to say in the Gemara Shir Getter. But maybe eventually, when we get to Mishnah Berurah, we'll discuss the basic halachas of Hanaz Goron and so on. So, he's right. Once it's Hanaz Goron, so maybe that's enough to be Mechayiv you. However, Rashi needs something else. Rashi needs, it has to be a machal. If it's not a machal, even if you have a Hanaz Goron, it's not going to be enough. I don't know if all Rishonim agree, but this is a chiddush that emerges from Rashi. While the first Lashon says, once it's refuah, you don't make a brach on refuah. That's the machlokis between these two Lashonis. Okay. Let's take a look at Tosas. Vatnan kol ha'olchim. Yes, Adi?
I just have two questions.
Give me one of them. The better one of the two.
Maybe you can't make a bracha on refuah. It has nothing to do with Hanaz Goron or not. Maybe because you're not sure it'll be. Meaning, you have time to take medicine, doesn't do anything.
Okay, let's say you know. Yes, Josh?
How do you read the Rashi of Kol Mashkim Shota?
What?
How do you read the Rashi of Kol Mashkim Shota?
Oh, I think so I didn't do all the Rashis.
It seems to me that he's fixing...
Let's do all the Rashis. Av Ava L'Achila Avida U'Bemilsa Kaima. And it stays in its original state. Sheboshin, by Gisa Mikaf Larvo Yotha B'Meimav, if it's mixed well, Zesim Amitru Mifurish B'Psachim, Mikol Amashkiv Shose, Alma L'Achila Mechavim. If he drinks it, so here we're quoting from what? The Mishnah in Shabbos, that you're able to be Shose, that's considered L'Achila Mechavim, and the refuah happens memela. In other words, the fact that he's drinking it, Rashi seems to be saying that if you're eating a bederech achila, then that shows it's achila kamechave, and he looks at the refuah as memela. Hachanami l'achila mechave, so too when it comes to shisisa, he's being mechave l'achila.
Is that on the first day or the second day?
Second day. The first day, excuse me. The first day.
But then he makes the first day like the second day, no?
Oh, no. 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 Because according to the first day, you need to start out by definition as an ochel, right? And it needs to be l'achila kamechave. Rashi is just saying that we define whether l'chila kamen is by definition by being shota. The moment he drinks, that's called l'chila mechaven. While according to the second day, if the fellow says that he's refuah kamechaven, then it would still be, if it's a secondary thing, then it would still be. Mashma, according to the first day, if the fellow asked you and he said it was the refuah, then if the fellow said it was only the refuah, it wouldn't get a bracha. While according to the second day, this would be the nafkamina. According to the second day, even if he says that it's the refuah, nevertheless, once he gets hana, it's going to be a bracha. Now, what's the lomdus of the first day? I wasn't masbir. I wasn't masbir that in the first day, what does it mean that the mashkim shoset turns it into an ochel? I wasn't masbir that. Ein achanami. That requires a little bit more hesbir, and that you could work on over Shabbos. Yes, Michal.
When you said when we were talking about Rav and Shmuel, and said it's really the Rav and Shmuel, or I guess or the Rav, you seem to be mashma that it was going only on the Lishna Achrim.
I was masbir according to Lishna Achrim. You could be masbir according to.
Yeah, I know, but you made it seem like, oh, it just makes sense. Now we know why. What's the difference between the Lishna Achrim and the Lishna Rishonah? But I think it's going on both.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. You might be right. It could very well be that what you're saying is correct. I accept your ha'ara. Michal says that the tzrichasa could be going also according to the, and even one would argue the pashtas, is even going according to the first lashon. If it's going according to the first lashon, then the point that I had made as far as the refuah kamechaving would be even in the first lashon as well. I accept your point. Nachon. What? So if you, then according to Michal, my nafkamina falls away. If he's right, then the nafkamina falls away. So what's the nafkamina to the Lishonos? Enachanami. If you read it that way, let's leave that for Sunday. I need to work on it. I did not read the Gemara that way. I read it the other way, but Michal's right. You could read the Gemara that way as well, and it might even be more mochroch the way Michal is learning.
Especially because Rashi quotes the braisa from the first answer.
Which Rashi?
Yeah.
The Rabbi Shmuel. But Apple got the Sanya Linyan Shabbos. No, that's not a kasha.
I'm saying that's good for Michal.
I accept Michal. No, I'm saying it's not a raya. Because even according to the second day, you can need to explain the first braisa. But just in terms of the flow of the Gemara, I think Michal might be right. Let's leave for Sunday. I'm not sure. I want to think about over Shabbos. I need a Friday night to pound it out. Speaking of which, that's the only quiet time generally I have to learn. So I want to think about a quiet Friday night. Speaking of which, my wife just reminded me, life is Baruch Hashem hectic in a good way, that I didn't ask anybody for Shabbos, so we have Beis Hashem two spots for Shabbos. If anybody would like to come over to me after Mikvah, okay? Let's take a look at Tosas. V'hatnan kol ha'ochlim. D'mashma v'dinoket kol ha'ochlim. D'afil kol she'ikaru l'refua. Kima t'shiroi l'achila shapir dami. The other two Tosas and do over you by yourself on Shabbos. It says, v'hatnan, we learned, Kala ochlin ochel adam l'refua b'shabbos. All foods a person can eat l'refua b'shabbos. Says Tosas, the mashmad minokat kala ochlin. Sounds like the afilu kol sheikar l'refua. Kivod sheroi la'achila shapir dami. Min denaket kol. Umasik agamar, tzvichad ar shmul, the pshita, the masnisim sharia, afal pishome l'refua. The halacha is, and again, according to Michal, v'ameim in yom, it's two l'shonos. According to the way we originally said it was according to the second lashon, but I think Michal is right. So the Mishnah seems to say that the halacha is that if it's omei l'refua, it's still going to be mutter on Shabbos. Why? Because he's also getting hanah from it. And for bracha, it's still going to be out of bracha because he's getting hanah. Avol derav Shmuel Ashmeinon. Rav and Shmuel says Tosis are teaching us the lo neima that you shouldn't say kivan the ikara l'refua, that since its main purpose is l'refua lo livra chalea klau, that you shouldn't make a bracha on it at all. Kamash malon kivan the mishani mine boi bruche. The chiddush is that since you're getting hana from it, then you need to make a bracha. Umikal makom lo yivra chalea el shahako kivan shein osui lisa. And then Tosis goes on to explain why it gets a shahakal. Now first, Rabosai, what's Tosis spelling out over here? What is Tos being masbir? Just first in Pshat and Tos. What's he being masbir? Yes, Noah?
Why do we need Rav's opinion?
Why do we need Rav's opinion? Beautiful. Rav says that the bracha is going to be a shahakol. Luchura is just pasha when you come out of the Mishnah on Shabbos. If it's mutter to take it on Shabbos, then of course it's going to get a bracha. So says Tosvos, no. In Shabbos, maybe it's enough that the fellow is doing it as a maisachila. Vameivin yavin that Rashi said alma lachiva mechavim because he's shoseh. If he dikes it the way a person normally drinks, so then that's a process of achila or shtia. And then by definition, it's not aser on Shabbos. Shabbos is only aser because you might come to grind. So there, if it's not clear that he's coming to grind, so then he's taking medication. We're not afraid he's going to come to grind. Anything that looks like achila shtia is going to be enough. But for bracha, lemaisa it's refuah. If for bracha, lemaisa it's refuah, so then in such a case, it should get what? It should get nothing. The chidush of Rav Shmuel is the low name. Keep the car of the four low of Arachel Klav. Kamashim alone. Keep the mishani minei boi bruche. Now, essentially, this pshat in Tosfos was the way we were masbir in the Gemara, but we see it more clearly in Tosfos than we did anywhere else. That the chidush over here is that since you get hanah, you're going to get a bracha. So the definition is the hanah is mechayiv for bracha. Vamevin Yavin, Rashi seemed to be a little bit different. Rashi said that it still needs to be considered a Michael. Tosos just said that since you're having Hano. In other words, Michael, your Svara is closer to Tosos than it is in Rashi. For Rashi, you need this Hadara to be called an Ochel. For Tosos, you don't necessarily need a Hadara to be called an Ochel. Once you're getting Hana's Garon, then that's enough to give you a bracha. Umikol makom, lo yivarech elo shahakol. What's Tosfos now bothered by? Why not a mezonos? What's the omek? Because we just got through saying that the agdar is hanah. So once agdar is hanah, and it's from chameshes minei dagon, no one has the schnitzel problem here. It's mamish chameshes minei dagon, there's nothing to talk about. So then, in such a case, what would the... Why is that? Does it get a mezonos? Umikomakom lo yivarech el shakol kimu sheino asui lisod kim lishtos vimkein kol davar sheishba mechameshas hamin veino asui lisod. It's not used for soed alev. By the way, one of the Talmidim pointed out that our hadara of Tosos that we learned in the past on la midvav amebei seems to be correct. The Tosos holds that what satisfies, by the way, here Tosis did not use soed alev. Here Tosis uses soed. Whatever satisfies a person, so then the chameshes mine dagon get a mezonos, but it's not done to satisfy. So according to Tosos, the derech of lishtos is showing that it's not soed. Something else to think about on Shabbos is Rav Shechter's Hagdor of Shtia. Does that fit into Tosis or not? Okay, that's another Hamevin Yavin. Kim Lishtos, Kigom, Sheikhar Ukayotzim Amvar Shahakal. Ukay Gavna Pasik Baalachas Kedolos, Vilkasa Shisisa Avam Varch Barbanizonos, Klishna Var Shakalaf, Bishal Rufu Nasis Hefa Disla Nomine Bar. So the crunch Tosis says that whenever you have Anah, you get a bracha. When it comes to a mezonos, so then in such a case, the mezonos is what? The mezonos is what? When it comes to mezonos, it needs to be soed. If it's done derech shtia, then it doesn't get a mezonos. What is the antithesis of shtia? To be soed. To keep in mind. I want you to think about Rav Shechter Shir and think about how that relates to that point. Okay. Now, Rabosai. So we have Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The way we read Rashi, Beloshin Ulai, I'm not sure, but Lechura there's a rat. We have the Safek that had to read Pshat in Gemara with Michal's excellent Tahara. That maybe my Pshat is wrong. I love being corrected like this. I think Michal is right. That I read the Gemara, that his way of reading the Gemara is better than mine. And then number three, we have the Yisod of Tosos that if it's not soed and the simon of it is that it's done derashtiyah, then the bracha is going to be shehakol, and that's why Raka is going to get a shehakol, because it's done derech shtia. That's a simin, that's not soed. The word simin sounds familiar? Yes. Oh, very good, Mordechai. A pure svardi with lamdisha terminology. Beautiful. Don't change the pure svardi part. Okay, now. By the way, some of Rav Shach's top talmidim were Rav Shach loved the most. Were svardi boys who he introduced to the Masorah of Voloshin. They became big marbitzei Torah in the svardi world. Now, this shita of Tosfos. Who does this shita of Tosfos? Who does this sound like? The Rambam. Beautiful. We saw, let's remind ourselves, the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, said the Hagdara of what gets a Shehakol for Shasisa and what gets a Mizonos is whether it's Av or Raka. And we had Jenna's line of Lilois, that to chew. So he had his line where he pointed out that chewing gives it a mazonos, and then if it's raka, so then in such a case, then it's not something you normally chew, then it's going to get a shackle. That sounds very, very similar, and we've contrasted to Tosos Nibras Haidumsha. So it works out beautifully. But, of course, that Tosos and Haidumsha said shtia, and Tosos and Vahotnan also said Shtiyah. So Tosis is Lushitaso over here in contrast to Shitas HaRambam. Now Rabosai, one second. Rabosai has a lot to do. I barely started getting our wheels moving here. What about Rashi? What does Rashi hold is the difference between Av and Raka? So far, the only sheet we've had is the Rambam and Tosis, which are very clear. There, we could go back to Rambam, we could have a suffix in terms of lahalacha. What would you say is Shitas Rashi in the chiluk between... By the way, most people who learn halacha, again, they often miss this, because Rashi doesn't... The Torah doesn't quote Rashi. The Beis Yosef doesn't quote Rashi lahalacha. So people miss it. The previous Rashi, the Trumas Hadeshah, made famous. If the Trumas Hadeshah hadn't made that Rashi famous, isn't it amazing? The hero of all is the one who's ignored the most. We should write a sefer of all the nafkamim, the hashlachos of Rashi lahalacha. Because there's so many hashlachos of her, as the godless of Rashi. Oh, I saw a chumash that some of you might know. I want to ask you about chaval, I forgot. Something that bothered me very much. There's a new sefer, that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to say anything more than that. It did a very good job on something. It's a group of talmidichan, not one person, that writes that Rashi ala Torah is on Rashi ala Torah. By the way, there have been more Mefarshim written on Rashi ala Torah, they say, than any other sefer in the world. They say that even anything aside from the Bible, even in all the... I think they say even more than the Rambam. I'm not sure, but it's a close call. Either way, there's a quote there. Maybe Rav Elkanah is familiar with this Ma'ar Makom. I find it very strange. They're talking, they're extolling the godless of Rashi. And they quote his grandson, Rabbeinu Tam, that, you know, the Pharish has seen in the movie. But so there they say, the grandson, Rabbeinu Tam, he says that Rabbeinu Tam said, if Rashi hadn't written a Pharish on the Gemara, I would have been able to write such a Pharish on the Gemara. But Rashi ala Torah, that I could never have written. I don't believe Rabbeinu Tam said. I find it hard to believe. And they don't give any reference to it. Rashi ala Gemara is the same godless of Rashi ala Torah, obviously with different nuances, but the same koach of the fifth grade Rebbe and the ultimate Lamdan at the same time is Rashi ala Torah, like Rabbeinu Tam, they quote Rabbeinu Tam. I don't believe that Rabbeinu Tam would have been able to write such a parasha. This is, there's something so glorious about Rashi that... Rabbeinu Tam, who we don't come up to his ankles, and the Gra didn't feel he came up to his ankles. I find that quote hard to believe, so I decided not to buy the sefer. I mean, it's a good sefer, but I couldn't. That when I saw it, I decided I can't buy. I was too bothered by it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Then the Rashbam attempted, and the Rashbam royally He didn't come close.
If Rabbeinu Tam felt that way, then he would have wrote
on the right, Rashbam criticized. Right. We're all, Rashbam said that he felt that Rashi wasn't going enough with Pshat. Right. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam may disagree with Rashbam. Nachzor in your name. So let's, instead of hacking about learning, let's learn a little. What does instead of hacking about Rashi, let's read a little bit of Rashi. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say about this? What does Rashi say? Your hands, yeah? Noah, go ahead.
So therefore, since here it's in Shisiya form, then that's why I wouldn't get Mazonos.
Very good. Rashi is a totally different Akdara. Rashi's Akdara is if it retains its original form or not. If it retains its original form, then it's going to get a Bar Mina Mazonos. If, however, it's already Raka, then we consider as if it hasn't retained its original form. Now, if Rashi Shita needs to be developed more, what does that mean if it doesn't retain its original form? What made it break in the Raka? What caused it to break its original form? Which would have, by the way, we're getting into the Halacha L'maisa area as well, hot cereals and things like that. Mirtz Hashem Sunday, again over Shabbos, we'll try to put everything together. But we need to apply some of these Yesodos LaHalacha as well. But that's correct. That's the Pshat of Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying that Ava still has the Tsuras Hamazon, and Raka does not. Of course, what is the amazing Hashlacha of this Rashi? What is the amazing connection? Kesher, not Hashlacha. Hashlacha is for Sunday. What Hashlacha means the application. What is the amazing Kesher of this Rashi? Yes, Eitan?
Perhaps that we just finished up learning that for the pre that it has to have like it has to be the same form of the pre.
Not everything comes together. Beautiful. That what we started off now being magdir. What is a pre for Bari Priya Eitz? And we brought the Shas rule of Meperos Vamevin Yavin. Then we brought summarizing is 3 days of Lamdas. And then we brought Trima, which was a testing that rule. And now the Gemara goes to Shasisa. What's the amazing chiddush over here? Then not only does the halacha of Priya Eitz that you need Tsuras HaPri, but even when it comes to Mazon, you need Tsuras HaMazon. Tesis and the Rambam, they don't need it. Amazing. I think this is hafludic in terms of the oimek ha-pshat. Oh, im kainim advarim yeror and this mesameach, I think. But now there's one thing I'd like to even go further. This I'm not sure about. Up until now, I'm willing to fight to the death. But in the next part, I'd like to be ma'orah that maybe Rashi's even saying more than this. What did Rashi conclude was the chiddush of the Gemara? The chiddush of the Gemara is when you have Hano. So then in such a case you make a bracha. How did Michael learn? Michael said, what's the chiddush? That once you have Hano's Garon, then that's enough to give you a bracha. That's how Michael learned. What were we medayik in Rashi? The Rashi doesn't say like Michael. Who says like Michael? Tosos. What did Rashi say? Michael. Is it possible that Borei Priya Eitz, the Hagdara, Ulai, the Hagdara of Borei Priya Eitz is that you need a pri? And then, in many ways, that becomes the Av of all brachas. Why do I say that? Ketzad Mevorechin? Al Paris Ilam Bari Priya Eitz. So the bracha is the Hagdara of the Pri. If the bracha is the Hagdara of the Pri, so it could very well be that something doesn't have the Hagdara of Mazon. According to Rashi, if it doesn't have the Hagdara of Mazon, it's not called a Maichel. If it's not a Maichel, it's not called a Mazon. And therefore, you're not going to get a Mazonos. Where do we learn it from? The Av Mikulam. The Av Mikulam is Pri. Is Truma. The Yisodos come from Truma. Dagdara of Truma. Vamev and Yavin, this is all connected to Reb Gershon Edelstein's Shir and Panovich. All these things are connected. So now what emerges is that what you need, maybe according to Rashi, once we extend the halacha that Rashi was mechadesh as a Trumas Hadeshin observed, which we saw in Rashi's and other places with the help of the Netziv, we now see you need a Hagdar of a Pri. You see you need a Hagdar of a Pri, then you might need a Hagdar of a Mazon. Hence, Rashi says, Reichel. Taisus never went with this whole Zog. Taisus never required that. If Taisus never required that, so then Taisus does not going to say it's called a Meichel. Then Michal is right. All you need is Anaz Garam. But according to Rashi, you need for sure Shem Pri. And that's why Rashi Lishitaso says that you even need Hagdara Muslim. This I'm willing to fight to the death. And then maybe Rashi's saying even for Refuah, you need to have a Shem Meichel. Because if it doesn't have a Shem Meichel, then what is it? It's a nothing. Because it says it's not a nothing. The Hanoah is Mechayiv the Bracha. According to Rashi, it's an Ochel that's Mechayiv the Bracha. Can anybody connect this back to Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph in the Machlokas of Asal Adam Lemes Mol Mazeh below Bracha? I have a lot of work to do over Shabbos. Rabbosai, in this week's Parsha,